The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, November 14, 2023. The Belgian coordinator for the lifting of the blockade against Cuba considered that holding an international court to denounce the damage to Cuba's economy by the blockade imposed by the United States is an important step in the struggle to end that policy. The coordinator's secretary, Wim Blasens, shared with Prensa Latina expectations over the session taking place on Thursday and Friday in the European Parliament of the court and highlighted that prestigious jurists, experts, and witnesses from Europe and the United States would participate in it. Blasens expressed their full support to the event and said to feel privileged to host it in Brussels because of the opportunity it represents to show concrete and compelling evidence of how the blockade against Cuba has serious and even deadly repercussions for the Cuban population and also the life in Europe. He stressed that the fact that the European Parliament is hosting this international court is a symbol because the European Union condemns the blockade, but in reality, it is not capable of counteracting the extraterritorial sanctions of the United States or of protecting the companies, banks, and organizations of its members. The Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Syria, Bassam Sabah, highlighted the excellent ties that have united his country with Cuba for almost six decades. During his reception with Luis Mariano Fernandez Rodriguez, Cuban ambassador in Damascus, the vice minister considered that the positions of the two nations towards the different issues and challenges in the world are similar and, in most cases, identical. He highlighted the efforts of Cuba as president of the Group of 77 and reaffirmed that Syria will be represented at the leaders' summit of this bloc to be held next December in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, within the framework of the Conference of State Parties at the Climate Change Convention. In turn, the head of the Cuban diplomatic mission reiterated his country's position in support of Syria in its fight against terrorism and occupation and appreciated the support and affection of the Syrian people towards Cuba and its historical leaders. Both the ambassador and the deputy foreign minister expressed their repudiation of the crimes committed by the Israeli army against the Palestinian people in the occupied territories, particularly in the Gaza Strip. Juan Mesa, president of the Association of Cuban Residents in Costa Rica, on Monday valued as of great importance the upcoming fourth Conference Nation and Emigration in Cuba, which he believes will have significant development. In statements to Prensa Latina, Mesa stressed that new regulations and reforms are expected as a broader and more effective insertion in the economy of the country, resulting from the conference to be held in Havana on November 18 to 19. The president of the Association of Cuban Residents in Costa Rica will tackle topics such as migratory and consular aspects, the preservation of national identity, and a greater rapprochement of the descendants of Cuba and their origins, among other issues. The vice president of the association, Osiel Fernandez, expressed satisfaction with the resumption of these meetings between Cuban residents in Cuba and abroad. The 25th edition of the National Festival of Amateur Artists of the Federation of University Students began in Matanzas City with the participation of more than 500 students of higher education. According to the official program of the event, the Sauto Theater National Monument will become the main venue, but the festival will take place in several locations of the city and with several fronts related to the competitive field, the artist's move movement, and another about environmental links under the slogan, My Echo for the Environment. One of the purposes of the 25th edition is to make visible how much is done in the field of art in Cuban universities with the precept of how much culture means for Cuban society and especially for the university environment. The website of the University of Matanzas explained that with presentations that denote joy, spirituality, good art in a general sense, and with themes linked to the environment, the festival will become an ideal space for fraternizing and promoting Cuban culture. The 14th International Meeting of Economists on Globalization and Development Problems opened in Cuba with the participation of national and foreign specialists. The event will run until November 17 at the Havana Convention Center. Oscar Luis Hung, president of the National Association of Economists and Accountants of Cuba, commented to the press that the attendees from their different lines of thought could collaborate in the search for solutions to put in the hands of decision makers proposals with a consensus from different perspectives of social science. The event will also have an expo fair, a business forum, and another dedicated to young people that will have participants from about 20 countries. And in the international agenda, we have that the Progressive International Organization, which defends leftist movements, expressed its support to the government of Honduras. According to a statement released by the organization, after 3 days of dialogue with citizens, communities, deputies, and Honduran executives, the so-called employment and economic development zones privatized national sovereignty. The organization highlighted the exceptional public and private corruption scandal of the economic development zones and described it as an authoritarian abuse of the most sacred rights of the Honduran people by the sordid and pirate interests of foreign corporations. It stated that the economic development zones represent a violation of Honduran sovereignty and the social, economic, and environmental rights of its citizens. According to the international delegation of diplomats, parliamentarians, analysts, and experts who worked in Tegucigalpa last weekend, the economic development zones constitute a threat not only to Honduras but to all the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. Endorsed by the Supreme Court of Justice in June 2021, the law on the creation of economic development zones was repealed by the National Congress of Honduras in April 2022 after strong social and political pressure. Meanwhile, Venezuela disqualified Guyana's arguments before the International Council of Justice. Venezuela's executive vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, disqualified Guyana's arguments before the International Court of Justice by describing them as lies and manipulations. Once the neighboring country presented its arguments before the court, Rodriguez stressed at the exit of the court that more than arguments, they were lies and manipulations. She declared to the press that Guyana's request to prevent the Venezuelan people from voting on December 3 in the consultative referendum constitutes a kind of instrumentalization and judicial colonialism. The Venezuelan official noted that Guyana seeks to turn the International Court of Justice into the instrument to stop the popular consultation and impede the Venezuelan people's vote. Rodriguez pointed out that it was absolutely extraordinary, shocking, astonishing, barbaric to come to The Hague to interfere in the internal affairs of Venezuela and its internal constitutional order. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.